Today's quote. I have a wristband that actually says this quote. This is not the one. This one's the I am possible wristband. But there's one that says this exact thing. It says, I didn't get there by wishing for it or hoping for it, but by working for it. By Estee Lauder. Let's repeat. I didn't get there by wishing for it or hoping for it, but by working for it. Hoping and wishing is not bad. Let me just start there.
If I had a wish, I'd wish for three more wishes.
Hoping and wishing is not bad. It, in a lot of senses, is a requisite first step towards attaining anything. If you don't see yourself in it, if you don't desire it, you won't even have the motivation to take the steps, the action steps required that we call work in order to attain it, in order to achieve it. But hoping and wishing don't require anything from us.
It's free.
It doesn't require us to put one foot in front of the other. It is a motivator to help us chart the path forward toward attaining it. It becomes the why. When you figure out what that hope or that wish is anchored in, and that anchor is something that's larger than any obstacle you could ever face in the process, in the pursuit of achieving it, you now have the impetus to make those steps and to do the work required to achieve it.
You can't want something but not put in the work.
I remember talking about riding a bike and how it wasn't about riding a bike. It was actually about the independence of having a bike. It was about the independence of being able to go where I wanted to go. And I remember my sister and I used to sit in the car. We'd sit in our parents' car, my mom's car, my dad's car. We'd sit in the car. I would be in the driver's seat and she would be in the passenger seat, which never happened because we were too small. We could barely hold the steering wheel. And we would just kind of do like this. And we would say to one another, this is hopes and dreams. Hopes and dreams. Hopes and dreams was me and Kim, my sister, being able to drive on a long trip together somewhere. And I remember when one year we were coming back home from college. We went to college in Michigan and we lived in Florida. So we were driving from Michigan to Florida together, the two of us in my car. And somewhere mid-trip, she says to me, hey, Kirk, this is hopes and dreams.
The hopes and dreams of the common man are as noble as those of any king.
This is one of the things that we used to dream about. And if you just wish to have a driver's license, but never learned the dynamics of driving, never learned how to turn on the indicator and how to make a proper left turn, how to signal, how to hit the brake, how to stop gracefully and not jerk the whole car. If you're driving stick, how to shift properly from first to second to third to fourth to fifth. And if you have a 6-speed, hallelujah, hit that sixth. If you never take the steps, then you're hoping and wishing in vain. You're hoping and wishing in vain. You're actually wasting your time. You're wasting everyone else's time. If you want to take someone on a date, you see that person, you're like, oh man, I'd love to go on a date with him. I'd love to go on a date with her. But hoping and wishing isn't going to get you across the line. Hoping and wishing isn't going to, they're not just going to drop in your lap, y'all. You're going to have to actually do something.
Will you go out with me?
And you know, so even for my daughter and some of my younger ladies out there, you know, I'm old school. I don't necessarily tell them to just go after the guy, but there's so much you can do. Y'all know what I'm talking about. There's so much activity you can do, things you have full control over doing that will create a scenario, a stage on which the opportunity might arise for the thing you're hoping for, wishing for, to happen.
Why didn't you ever ask me out?
What are those things for your day-to-day? If you want to have a college degree, it requires work. If you hope to be a PhD candidate or to have your terminal degree, it requires work. If you want to land that job, it requires work. It's going to require you to take some methodical steps towards being in a position to having the resume and the experience that the job is looking for in order for you to get that job. I can't tell you how many times me and Kanique will talk with people about the types of things they want to do professionally. Even younger people in college. One person in particular, we were chatting with them, and they were like, "Oh, we really want to get into the cosmetic industry." And we were like, "Hey, in town, there's going to be this big, huge cosmetic conference, and we know the person that's actually putting it on." They were like, "Oh, that's phenomenal." We put the two of them in touch, and our friend who is actually doing the event, that because we put them in touch with them, they actually made several opportunities available, right? And that person was able to capitalize on those opportunities. The person hoped and wished for this thing, but they never verbalized it, and they never followed up on the phone calls and made their way to the meetings and did the work required to help with the event, and then subsequently shadow that friend of ours, they would not have made their dream a reality, because dreams require work. I wanted to be an influencer. We all have influence in our own right. Even if you're a mother and a father, if you're a spouse, if you're a friend, you have a sphere of influence. But if you want to be an influencer online, you've got to do the work. You've got to create content that answers a question, that is consistent, and that it's from a vulnerable, real, authentic place. That's my recipe for becoming an influencer. And we can talk about that more in another setting. But it does require more than hoping for it and dreaming for it. Obama was told, these are the steps. If you make these steps, it doesn't necessarily automatically mean you will be president. It means you're working toward it. It means you'll be eligible. It means you'll be a candidate. It requires work. When we were buying this house, we had to get pre-approved for the loan. We had to clean up some things on our credit. Then when we got the pre-approval, because we failed the first time because we didn't realize there were certain things on our credit, we had to clean those up. We had to do the work. We then got the pre-approval. Then we had to now start looking and got with an agent and started to look at different houses. The agent took us to houses that we didn't necessarily think would work for us, but because we had given her our requirements, we had done filled out the form that she was going to take and make into options for us to consider purchasing. We had to do the work of going with her to go and see the houses to determine which one of them would work best for us. We had to do the work. My family and I were background actors on a show called The Chosen. It's a modern adaptation of the life and times of Jesus Christ and his disciples. It's still set in the same time frame and period of Jesus, but the way they've taken the approach they've taken to sharing the story is altogether unique. And so we decided we would love to be on the show.
Slow to speak.
But if we stopped at "we would love to be on the show" and just sat there, I don't think anything would have happened. I'm pretty certain nothing would have happened. We knew the writers of the show, some of the people who were behind the show were content creators. And so because we knew that, we kind of existed some of the same spaces as them, you know, and we would go to some of the conferences. We knew that Daryl Eves, who was one of the executive producers, along with Dallas Jenkins, Daryl was going to be speaking at a particular conference that I go to every year. And so my friend and I, Leslie and I, we decided, okay, when we go to that conference, we've already messaged him, but when we go to that conference, let's see if we can sit down with him and chat through what are some of the things that they need. And began to realize that they're looking for families as extras, particularly families with younger kids, and particularly families of color. were like, oh man, that's us. And we began to, you know, hey, there's a picture of our family, you know, just putting it out there. We'd love to come and be background actors on the show. We'd love to follow. And we followed it up with other emails. And it took about a year and a half. We had to be flexible. We had to be relentless. There was a couple of moments where Leslie and I, sorry, both of our families did this. Leslie and I were like, this thing is not going to happen.
Not going to happen, Nutsy.
We kept on putting one foot in front of the other. And finally someone called and said, here are some dates that you can come and be background actors. Do they work for you? We said yes, and there's a longer story here. But through a process of what I would call supernatural events and work, we were able to be background actors. We're on there for like literally 1.5 seconds. It's season 3, episode 5, when Jairus is going to get Jesus to help his daughter. But the point is, we had to do the work. The definition of wish is feel or express a strong desire or hope for something that is not easily attainable. Want something that cannot or probably will not happen. That's the definition of wish. The definition of hope is a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. Neither of these are bad. But the definition of work is activity involving mental or physical effort done in order to achieve a purpose or result. So our morning motivation for today is simply, if I didn't get there by wishing for it or hoping for it, then in order to make it really happen, I would need to work for it. There's no way around it. Sometimes you just need to do the unseen, sometimes not fun, sometimes even discouraging, hard work in order to make the things that we want and hope to happen. And so I want to leave you with this question. What are you hoping for? And how are you working, putting one foot in front of the other, the activity involving mental or physical effort done in order to achieve a purpose or result? How are you working toward achieving it? What are you going to do today that will take you one step closer toward achieving that which you're hoping for? That, my friends, is your morning motivation.